Everything the border.
Lou and Matt
on the Borders 105.7 Triple M.
Welcome to the Catch Up Podcast. Lou, end of a busy week.
Very busy week, and a busy 7-8 weeks for Brad Jones Racing. We caught up with the team owner, Brad Jones, to talk about the fact that the whole team has been away for almost 8 weeks just so that they can keep racing because of all of the border restrictions and stuff. So that's such a huge ask, isn't it, to be away from your family for that long?
Yeah, it's massive. But in every area of our society, I mean, you see people that are unfortunately not doing what they want to do, like footy players, local footy players. Players and netty players. We talked to Sarah Sanini earlier in the week, O&M netty champ Matt Sider, who probably, very good chance he'd be playing for Brock Burham in the Hume League Grand Final on the weekend, because it's Hume and O&M Grand Final weekends. But no footy, of course, Lou, unfortunately.
No local footy, which is really sad. And still on footy, it's funny, the contrast with the AFL. We've had so much footy in such a short space of time.
That's so true. Down to the final round, and we talked to Swatter, who just couldn't shut up about that tattoo bet that we've got going, because I question the validity of the whole bet. But anyway.
Do you? That's so surprising. Incredible.
He can't claim a win until the end of the season. That and plenty more. We did our School of Rock quiz. We caught up with Aubrey Wodonga Health as well, just for a COVID update. But to kick off, Lou, down in Melbourne, a key part of keeping us safe, of course, is a thing called the Ring of Steel.
Yeah, that burning Ring of Steel.
Ring of Steel. Has been put around Melbourne so no Melburnians can come to regional Australia and potentially spread COVID. Now, that is just sensational.
I know. How safe do we feel?
Except...
Police had vowed to stop any Melburnians from sneaking out of town, but it rained not long after dawn, which led to the temporary shutdown of the checkpoints. During that time, motorists were able to pass by the roadblocks without being checked. It is a health and safety matter for police.
Yes, it's health and safety.
Are they going to shrink
police
if they get wet? Or?
Well, Lou, I've got the answers for you. It's now time for an accurate recreation of events that led up to the temporary shutdown of the checkpoint. All right, need a bit of rain. There we go. Here we go. Hey, Barry, it's starting to rain. What do you reckon we should do? I don't know, Tone. We should probably pack up, mate. We could catch a cold. Hang on, Lou. I feel like we need better music for this. But Barry, couldn't the people of regional Victoria catch COVID? Isn't that worse than a cold? I don't know, Tone. Do you want a cold? Do you? Let's go inside. All right, let's go. Go and pack up. There we go, Lou. Bloody hell.
Oh.
Seriously.
It rained.
How can they have a ring of steel?
So they closed the Ring of Steel. They broke up the Ring of Steel. It's not steel. Is it?
It's tin that rusts really badly.
I was going to say, it's not even a ring.
Yeah. News and sport. Get your act together, Melbourne.
I need to take a leaf out of our local border controllers' book. Honestly, they have been there rain, hail and shine and bloody freezing winter.
Damn it, I can scarcely believe it that this weekend would be Saturday at Wulbundry, the Hume League Grand Final, and then the O&M Grand Final, wherever it was planned to be played. I'm not sure if it was actually planned at Lavie this year or down at Wangaratta, but either way, O&M Grand Final on Sunday. I can't believe we're at this stage already, but of course no local footy. So let's talk about it with the 2016 Morris Medal winner and last year's Azai Medal winner for the Hume League. The great Matty Sider joins us. Matty, good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are
we? Yeah, great. But we can scarcely believe the fact that this weekend would have been the Hume League and the O&M Grand Finals.
The winter went in a blink of an eye. It's not set in. AFL finals are about to start. We're the end of September. We're all over the shop.
Yeah, yeah. How have you been coping, Matty? Because I know how much you love footy. You work here at the station. We talk quite often. How are you coping, and how are some of the other lads coping in the footy world?
Oh, the first few weeks when I'm like, we're not playing, it's great, I got my Saturdays back, this is awesome. But then after 5 or 6 weeks of realising there's nothing to do, you start missing footy.
Yeah.
Probably the biggest thing I missed was the competitive, like my competitive spirit didn't get nurtured. So I started just like, we got foosball in at work and we've been smacking that. Like,
lunchtime foosball matches.
But it probably hit hardest for those younger players. Like when I was 21 to 24, single, no responsibility, I spent 80% of my time at the footy club, like Saturday, Sunday Monday, Tuesday, Thursday training. All these young guys have missed out a year on footy and missed out a year with their mates. So, I haven't spoke to a lot of them, but they'd be hurting. So next year, footy will be massive, I feel.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess you've still got a little bit of time before it starts again. Are you going to definitely play again next season, Matty?
Oh, I wasn't going to, but I think I will now. Just next.
You heard it here first. It's a scoop. It's an exclusive.
The big goof is playing next year.
Yes. I've got a little bit of ISO weight to drop, I feel. Probably a lot of ISO weight to drop. But that's
you are
right.
Looking quite sturdy at the moment. I'd say bulky is a good word, but you look muscular, Matty. Come on.
Thanks. Thank you, Lou. Thank you. That's a great way to put it.
Matty Sider, that's awesome news. And I reckon a lot of players will be refreshed for next year as well. So we'll catch you soon. And, huge year in 2021 for local footy and Netty, that's for sure. Big Matty Sider. Thanks, mate.
Cheers, guys. Bye.
The music every kid should know about. Triple M's School of Rock.
And school is in with our School of Rock quiz. A large Benetti's pizza up for grabs this morning. Yep. And you've asked the first question.
I have, because School of Rock today is great gigs from 9. We're prepping you. Gary is playing with us. So, hello, Gary. How are you?
G'day, Matt and Lou.
Where are you from, Gary?
Wodonga, mate.
Ah, lovely. All right. Now, Gary, question number one. 2007, on the causeway, when we could all travel freely without permits, there were two great bands, but one of them did a bit of a dud and the other one did an awesome double concert. What were the two bands?
Powderfinger and Silverchair.
And which one was awesome and which one wasn't?
Powderfinger were awesome and Silverchair pretty average.
So true.
They were pretty average.
They were so average, so self-indulgent.
Yeah, were you there, Gary?
Yeah, we were.
It was such a big show. Was it Powderfinger's one of their farewell shows?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't the farewell tour. They did that in, 2010, something like that.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. It was too early.
But Daniel Johns was... he was so self-indulgent. Honestly, it was crazy. Anyway, let's move on. Question number two. We've got three more to get through for the large Benetti's pizza. Delicious.
Now, I want to take your mind back for this one, Gary. It was a beautiful Friday evening in November 2017. The sun was setting. The band opened up with the song Redneck Wonderland. Yes, I'm talking about the Midnight Oil concert at Gateway Lakes. It was truly amazing. 22 songs over 2 hours. It was awesome. The question is, it's a true or false question, Gary. Peter Garrett gave Donald Trump a little bit of a spray while he was on stage. True or false? They're pretty political, just saying, Gary.
I'd have to say true.
Yes.
Correctamundo.
You would be right, all right.
He's quite polite, but he did. It was a little bit of a backhanded spray.
All right, question number three. Name two major international superstars who've performed in Wagunya. Two major international superstars who performed in Wagunya at the school hall, maybe, or it might have been the winery.
Elton John?
Yes. Come on, okay.
Oh, I don't know about this one.
Think older.
It's not unusual. Oh,
what happened
there?
How did that happen?
What happened there, Gary?
It's not unusual. Oh, Tom Jones.
And it was unusual having Tom Jones at a day on the green.
Tom Jones. All right, final question. Then no help with this one, Lou. I don't think we've helped Gary a little bit this morning.
Final question.
All right.
This was an absolute sensation. Cold Chisel performed their Light the Nitro tour at Gateway Lakes. It was absolutely amazing. If you remember, they were worried it was going to rain. It didn't rain. They closed the causeway. You could walk freely across the causeway. It was incredible. Okay. The song that really moved the crowd too, just by the way, was this one, The War Is Over. When The War Is Over. in honour of Steve Prestwich, and it was when the crowd was really emotional because Barnsley mentioned, you know, obviously his mate Steve Prestwich had only passed away in January of that year. What year was it that Cold Chisel performed live at Gateway Lakes?
All right, no help. Gary, come on.
Come on, Gary.
Don't lose it all now, Gary.
Yeah, well, 2011?
Gary! Well guessed, man. Well done. Yes, it was 2011. And did you go to that one?
Yeah, I did.
Wasn't it fantastic?
Yeah, it was good.
It was a really good show, and the crowd was so well behaved. I thought they'd be a bit more feral, to be honest, but the crowd was really good. No, it was a great night. Oh, congratulations, Gary. Clean sweep for you. You've got the large Benetti's pizza.
Thanks very much.
Talking footy with Swatter.
Don't tell me! Don't bloody tell me! I don't believe it!
Yes, it's time to talk footy, the last round of the competition before we launch into finals, and the one and only Wayne Trost joins us. Morning, Swatter.
Very good morning, Matt, and hello, beautiful Lulu. Always a pleasure to talk to you, my beautiful on-air partner, and, well, we just lose a little bit when we have the other bloke chatting, but here I am again.
I'll tell you, losing a little bit here, Swatter. I've always said that some of the most annoying people are North Melbourne fans, and I got this from a mate of mine at 7-11 last night. So what would have been in the first quarter of the game against West Coast, and he said, ha-ha, I knew... hang on, what's he got here? No, it's 7:39. Have fun on the bottom of the ladder. Get yourself a nice Richard Tambling, Jack Watts, Paddy McCartan, number one draft pick, idiot. And that was in the first quarter. And, of course, North Melbourne ended up losing.
Yes.
Peak too early, Swatter.
I got a phone call at quarter time from my young fella saying, Dad, we haven't scored. We're no good. I said, young fella, it's North Melbourne. There's three quarters to go. Have faith. He rang me back at halftime and he goes, Dad, I think we've got it.
Because he goes for West Coast. Now, how did your son end up going for West Coast, Swatter? What happened
Well, I'm
going
to put this up with the equal of a premiership win for me personally in my sporting career. He was convinced by an auntie and a nephew to back for Essendon through the drug saga.
Wow.
For love nor money, I couldn't convince him to leave or move. And then one day I came home, I said, mate, they're no good. I said, if I can get you a jumper from one player at any club, excluding Collingwood and Adelaide, he said, Nick Nat. So I rang my old mate Trevor Nisbet. A week later, there's a Nick Nat signed jumper, and he's been a proud Essendon supporter for the since that time. And I'm really proud of my achievement.
That's a beautiful story, Swatter. Really is.
It is. And you know the best thing about the Kangaroos losing, Lou?
What?
It doesn't matter whether Adelaide win this weekend or Sydney lose this weekend. Old Whitey in the studio there has to get a piece of his body tattooed. I'm going to put that very close to convincing my son to bury for West Coast and winning three best and fairest in a premiership and soon to be an AFL Hall of Fame inductee. I'm going to put this just underneath it as one of my great achievements.
Our tattoo bet is not confirmed yet until the very end of the season.
Confirmed, knucklehead.
All right.
And if
so,
you don't, I'm going to come up and do it myself.
Let's go through some of the games.
On your knuckles.
Just quickly. Yeah. Essendon and Melbourne, speaking of drugs, who do you like this one?
Toss the coin. Melbourne don't deserve it, but I'm going to pick them.
Now, the grand final game of redemption, the Crows to beat the Tigers at Adelaide Oval, Swatter, Saturday.
Stop, Swatter.
Forfeit the game, Matt. Forfeit the game. It's going to remind you of 2017 and where you've been stuck in the mire of mediocrity and pathetic performances for the last 4 years.
Did not deserve that.
Now, the real game that everyone's interested in is, of course, the Lions and Carlton at the Gabba.
Nicely played, Carlton, but on your way, get away, get out of the way. We're going to the grand final, Brisbane.
Geez, the overconfidence in relation to Brisbane, it's terrifying right now.
I built this club up single-handedly.
All right, three Sunday games, Hawks and the Suns. Geez, that's a cracker. What do you reckon, Swatter?
Gold Coast will win. Hawthorn and Cactus.
Aren't they?
Swans and Geelong?
I don't really care. I think Cats will just give the Sydney Swans a bit of a touch-up, but I'm just thinking what sort of tattoos are you going to get?
That's all that there is to consider.
And the Dockers and the Bulldogs. Now, the Bulldogs are in all right form, Swatter. Are they looking threatening?
Have you not seen the Freo Dockers' recent form too?
It's been all right.
Pretty well. Yep. This is a danger game for the Bulldogs. Must win in order to play finals. But I think 3R will really push them in the end. The Dogs will scrape through.
All right, and the Monday game we'll talk about on Monday when you join us, Swatter, because it is a big game, actually. It's Collingwood and Port, but we'll talk about that on Monday. Is there anything else we need to discuss with Wayne Schwoss in the last round, Lou?
I don't think so, Swatter.
Tattoos.
No. All right, shut it down now, Lou.
No.
I think that's all there is, Swatter.
Right, Lou, can we just get up on the Facebook page for the station this coming weekend? I want your nominations. I want photos of the tattoos you think that Matt should get on his pasty white backside. It's the greatest piece of marketing, advertising, the Albury Wodong area. I want to see images.
Swatter. Thank you. We'll talk to you on Monday.
He's terrifying at the moment.
Yeah, he is. He's really in good form.
So we're live and local weekday mornings, and a lot of people have made some huge sacrifices over the past 4, 5, 6 months or so. One of which is the team of Brad Jones Racing, our local V8 supercar team, where a large percentage of the people that work there have been on the road racing now for coming up for to 2 months, I reckon, without being able to come home. That is an extraordinary achievement.
Oh, huge sacrifice on the part of those involved, but a huge sacrifice for their families back here without them as well.
They're racing in a double header at Taylor Bend this weekend and next weekend before finally coming home and preparing for Bathurst, and we have Brad Jones, local V8 supercar boss, on the line with us. Hey, Brad, good morning. How are you coping?
Good morning. Yeah, not too bad. It's we can sort of see the finish line. So Monday week, we'll be home. And so I'm really excited for everyone, you know, families at home, as you said, and the guys here all want to get home. So, it's a bit a weird feeling for sure not being able to return to the border.
You know, Brad, when you go on an overseas trip, for example, there's an expectation there that you're going to bring back some pretty rad gifts for the kids and the family that's still left at home. How have you been going in that respect? Have you collected some nice things for the family?
Yeah. I bought everyone a car and I've
got... Yeah, lovely. Yeah, because, want to spread the money across Australia.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
In all honesty, I bought nothing and maybe I need to start looking.
Nah, online. Don't worry about
get
it,
a Daggy t-shirt at the very least, yeah. Brad. Come on.
Yeah, hey, I need one of those. I love my hubby t-shirts.
Yes. Nice.
Hey, Brad, question. What has the reception been like from the people in Queensland, the Northern Territory, and now South Australia?
Oh, it's been really good, to be honest. I mean, it's you know, you go to Darwin and it's like visiting a ghost town to a certain extent. It was really interesting. You get up there and they're not, you know, we went and had a meeting with some guys. They all sat together on the table. They want to shake hands. No one's wearing a mask. It's really weird. So, mind you, they think we're probably weird too when we're all separated by a metre and a half. So everywhere we've sort of gone, the further up north you go, the less COVID feels like it's impacted on the society.
But then
as you come down, then, you know, certainly when you get to an airport and you get on a plane, going up, everyone had a mask on. Coming back down, you know, there's about 5 of us with masks on.
So Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's interesting.
And BJR, we've got a policy that anytime you fly, you have to wear a mask. I just think it's common sense. But it's really interesting how the whole thing rolls. But I've got to say, the people around the racing have been great and very supportive, and it's so hard. I mean, I think we spoke about this last time. We did a Father's Day message, and Hayley showed it to the whole team, and it was very emotional, you know, and I'm not an emotional person really, but it was emotional for everyone in the team. So it's just, it's hard for everyone at home, and it's hard for all us away to be a part, really.
Yeah, well,
definitely.
I've seen that video. It is sensational, and it won't be long till you're back home. And Brad, your cars have been flying. You've been so competitive. 2 poles in Townsville the last round out. You're so close to getting on the podium again. So hopefully this weekend we see at least one of the cars on the podium, Brad.
I hope so. It's funny how your goals and aspirations change. I can think back a year, and anytime we were in the top 10, we were pretty happy, and I was very disappointed with the 4th at Townsville. So obviously, it would be nice to improve upon that. I mean, we were a bit unlucky with the safety car and different things. I thought we were in line for a win or a second. So hopefully he will go well. I think it's meant to rain tomorrow, though, so that'll mix it up a little bit.
But
it'll be good to see how we go. If we're strong again here, then, which I hope we will be. I think we will be. Then it's looking good for Bathurst.
Awesome.
Awesome. Well, a podium would be a nice gift for everyone for what you've all had to go through to get to the races. Brad Jones, good luck for the weekend, and thanks for talking to us. Talk again soon.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
Yeah, and you can catch the racing from Tail and Bend across the weekend. It's Lou and Nat's Triple M. It's time for a weekly COVID update with Aubrey Wodonga Health.
It is indeed. Sally Squire from Aubrey Wodonga Health, the head of the pandemic response team, joins us. Hi, Sally.
Good morning, Lou. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. Now, I'm guessing more good news for the border with zero cases.
Absolutely, yes. Zero cases for the border, and we've been a couple of months now since our last active case. So really a great shout out to the community and all the hard work that they've been doing.
Yeah, and it's still important, though, to get tested, even with the mildest of symptoms, and even up here, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, Matt, and I really can't emphasise that enough. And the messaging really hasn't changed. If you are unwell, please, we're asking you to stay home. And even if you do have the mildest symptoms, you know, sore throat, runny nose, cold, fever, headaches, you know, those sort of things, we're really asking people to go down and get tested. And even if you've been tested before, mm-hmm. Please, and you've got new symptoms, come down and grab a test from us.
Just a quick
Very
one.
Quick.
Obviously, hay fever season happening right now.
Yes.
Are you finding, do you want people to get tested if they're not sure if they've got hay fever symptoms or if it is a cold coming on?
Yeah, and quite often the symptoms are very much the same, and you'll find, sort of that runny nose, headaches, those kind of things. Yeah, but certainly if you do have those symptoms, I'd really be urging people to err on the side of caution and ask about a test and ring us on our hotline, which is 6058 4444, and we can talk you through your symptoms and see if you need to come down for a test.
Great. Sally Squire from Aubrey Wodonga Health, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again next week when we hope, again, it'll be a big fat zero. Thanks, Sally.
Thanks, Lou and Matt.